Hey guys, Jacob Wynn here from the Tripod, where we break down the NFL, give you our best bets and reasoning behind it. Last week was not great by any standard. 3 wins, 5 losses in week 12. I won't go into the losses specifically here, but I might touch on some of the results from last week in this week's preview. I think we did get a bit unlucky with some backdoors, but that's how it goes. It drops us to 40 and 32, which is 56% for the season, which I know doesn't sound too impressive. It's certainly no 63% like we did in NRL, but the NFL is a different beast, extremely hard to beat, extremely highly scrutinized. And 56%, if we can still be in profit, we can always build on that. And in speaking of profit, again, we actually did well with the multis, hitting a $7.50 multi, despite not having that success on the best bets, because we had a few teams that I was on that got the straight up win, even though they didn't cover. So we had one same game, a lost, one 20-1 lost, and then a $7.50 that won. So if you're getting on the multis, at least there's some profit to be made last week. Look, anyway, as my good mate Kyle Miller says, it's a marathon, not a sprint, so let's get into it, week 13. And I'll start with the Bengals at the Dolphins. So the Bengals was a team we bet against last week, -5.5. It's a great line, closes 6.5 now. They were very publicly backed against for sure. Everyone was on the Giants last week. And I think we got unlucky. The Giants quarterback, Danny Jones, tore his hammy during the game. The Giants settled for a lot of field goals, ended up only having a lead by 9, and then got backdoored late. Look at Miami, and I did say last week I wanted to play Miami against the Jets, and then I just got scared off with the quarterback change by the Jets. Miami were very wasteful, very sloppy, multiple turnovers, and still covered the line there. So they could have blown the Jets out by even more. I see this as a comprehensive Dolphins win. The Dolphins still got their eyes to the playoffs, whereas the Bengals are absolutely useless. As I said, I think the Giants not being able to take their chances last week disguises just how bad the Bengals are. This game went off the board in a couple of spots. The line's around 10.5, but I would play the Dolphins, I think, if I could get a 9.5. So that will be a game I'll wait and see for tomorrow if I can get a best bet on. Next game I really like, we have the Indianapolis Colts at the Houston Texans. The Texans are a field goal home underdog, and I am just going to lay the -3 at $1.91 on Unibet with the Colts. Also going to lay -1.5, $1.97 on Unibet as well. So look, the Texans have got a couple things going for them. They've won back-to-back games, big win on Thanksgiving, which also gives them the longer layoff to prepare for this game, divisional game, where the Colts are off a bad home loss, just got absolutely trampled by Tennessee. And so now they've got to go on the road. So why do I like the Colts? Well, there's for sure a couple of really key players involved that's going to be in our favor here. So for the Colts, they missed out on having DeForest Buckner, their stud defensive end last week. He was ruled out with COVID. He's now back in. It was very glaring, that the hole that he left behind. For the Texans, we already know they traded away DeAndre Hopkins. What does this team love to do? Love to throw the ball. You have a superb quarterback in Deshaun Watson. Now you have Will Fuller, who's his new number one wide receiver, who's got a season-ending suspension. So now you're kind of missing your 1-2 superstar wide receivers there. That's going to limit the passing game. On top of that, I love the coaching matchup here. We've got Frank Reich. Now, he's the coach of the Colts. He was the offensive coordinator of Philly. Now, let's go back to the fact that Philly won the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. They don't even have a winning record since he left that team. So the worse Philly goes, the more it makes you think just how good Frank Reich was as a coach. And you got Romeo Crennel on the Houston side of things, the oldest coach in NFL history. So I kind of like that matchup here in a must-win game for the Colts. And the Sharps have loved the Colts all season. I've seen a lot of like late line moves on Indianapolis, and it hasn't always worked out for them. But I think the Sharps will be on Indy in this one, and so will we. The Jags are at the Vikings, and this is off the board in places, or I might have been able to have a play. Now, the Vikings keep their season alive. Again, a game where I would say we got unlucky last week. We took a -3 to beat Carolina. In back-to-back plays in the second half, they fumbled the ball, and the same player on the Carolina team picked it up and ran it back for a touchdown. So you give up 14 points in the blink of an eye to the opponent defense, and you still win the game. And we had -3, but they only won by 1. But they don't care about the fact they didn't cover. They're looking at it as a huge confidence win that they overcame those back-to-back, you know, disastrous plays and still got a win against a good Carolina team. Whereas the Jags were a team we bet against last week. We had the Browns, they're up 8, we're laying 6.5. They've got 4th and inches. They could just kick a field goal in the red zone. No, they go for it, they get stopped. Then they stop the Jags and it's game over, but no, we get a personal foul call. The Jags end up getting a backdoor touchdown in that game as well. The fact is the Jags are useless. Glennon is not the answer at quarterback. In fact, I think Gardner Minshew would be better, which makes me wonder if the Jags even want to win. So certainly the Vikings are a team that I can't see losing, be good for multi straight up, and I'd consider laying the points once this game was available on more bookies. Again, I'll check tomorrow. Another useless team is playing. In this one, the Jets are at home to the Raiders. It's off the board. I think the line was about -8 Oakland last time I saw it. And it was a last minute loss for the Raiders going back a couple of weeks where they really put in an awesome performance against Kansas City. And then it felt like they were just flat to come back from that and have to go on the road and play the Falcons. And I did have the Falcons in the multi that got up. I gave them an extra 7-point start. They didn't need that. They won the game by 38 points. I should have just been on the Falcons for best bets. I got scared off by a couple of key injuries for them. But look, sometimes teams do just have a shocker. And I'm willing to say that was the case with Oakland last week. Let's look at Green Bay got smoked in Tampa Bay earlier this year. And then Tampa went and got smoked in New Orleans. But those are still good teams. And this could be the perfect side for Oakland to come up against this week to kind of bounce back. Still on the fringe of the playoff hunt. It's still like a pretty decent team. Now, as I said, I wish I'd bet against the Jets last week. I wanted to play on Miami against the Jets. But then I heard that Darnold was going to get the start over Flacco. And I just thought he could energize that team. And the fact that he didn't just has me even more concerned that the Jets are just an absolute dumpster fire. It'd be either go against them or pass every week until they show me that they care. It really looks like they're just trying to make sure they secure that number one draft pick. Then we have NFC West Division rivals clashing here. The Rams are at the Cardinals. Cardinals 2.5-point home underdogs. And I want to lay the -2.5 with the Rams on the road. That's available on Neds and Lads. And both these teams had field goal losses last week. And if you watch the Arizona against the Patriots, they didn't really deserve to lose. I think they were the better team, but they mismanaged the game. They end up getting, I think, about half a yard short of the end zone right at the end of the first half, and time expires and they get no points out of that. The coaching was pretty glaring there. Belichick out-coaching Kingsbury. And in fact, that's something I've had in my eye on with this Cardinals team. They're very popular with the general public. They're very talented, but they've gone 1-3 in the last month, and the only win is that Hail Mary. And I do wonder, teams that are winning with talent, at some point they get figured out and maybe slowed down. And especially if anyone's going to show a blueprint on how to beat you, it's Belichick and what he did last week. And what teams are doing is blitzing a lot more, blitzing Kyler Murray. And the Rams can certainly do that. They've got a really fierce defensive front four, as we know, led by Aaron Donald. So McVay is a smart coach too. He's going to look at what Belichick did to limit the Cardinals last week. I actually like another thing for the Rams. Great defense, but this Cam Akers, to me, is playing the best they've had at the running back position since 2017 Todd Gurley. And that opens up everything, the ground game, the play action. So I'm a bit of a believer in the Rams, even though they had a disappointing loss last week. So I'm going to lay the small number here. A field goal win's fine for us. And just a side note, how about the matchup? Jalen Ramsey trying to shut down DeAndre Hopkins. That's going to be fascinating to keep an eye on as well. Then I shoot all the way forward to Monday Night Football. We have the Bills at the 49ers. 49ers are 1-point favorite, but when I say at, they're not allowed to play any more games this season in San Francisco due to, state or local council restrictions around COVID. So this game's in Arizona. And I'm going to take the Bills plus half a point at $1.80 on Bet365 and Sportsbet. It's in the, the lower section of the first half handicap because there's two. One of them has a line at zero, which is no good, but plus the half a point, as we call the hook, is also $1.80 on Buffalo. And I really like Buffalo. I like them offensively. You know, you trade for Diggs, he's making a difference. Josh Allen is a mobile QB, he's improving his accuracy. Defensively, I like them. They've got playmakers as well. Even in the kick return game with Roberts and a good coach in McDermott. So in my eyes, if it's anybody other than Steelers Chiefs in the AFC title game, it's probably this team that could upset people in cold weather football. Now, they would have won five in a row if not for the Hail Mary that I mentioned earlier. I mean, just YouTube that if you didn't see the Kyler Murray Hail Mary that won the game when Bills played last time. And this is the scene of the crime. It was in Arizona. And I think that's like a hidden edge because they've got familiarity with making this trip, with this venue, with this surface. And I think they're going to come here and want to put those wrongs right. I think, look, 49ers have been really gutsy this season. They've won a couple of games that you wouldn't have expected that they would win. And certainly last week was like that against the Rams. Shanahan is an excellent coach. But sometimes you just know it's not a team's year. They've lost too many key players this season. And it's like when you lose blue chip players on your team, your quarterback, your best defensive player, your best offensive player, it's like you can plug a hole in it for a game here or there, but it does catch up to you. And now not being able to play at home for the rest of the season, you know, to think, and I've said this a few times, they were up double digits in a fourth quarter of a Super Bowl. And it just goes to show, like, you know, nothing's promised in the future with these teams, no matter how good they look. Now, so I really like the Bills, but again, not even every bookie had the market up for this game yet. So again, it'll be another game I'll look at more so tomorrow. But I am saying take the plus half a point in the first half for now, because if it becomes a pick'em or a flipped favorite, then you won't get that plus half a point. So that'll do it. I might put up a small uni multi because a couple of the best bets that I like today, they were on uni bets. There's some good prices there and we can take some teams just head to head. Then tomorrow I'll look if I can get another multi out, 365 with the bonus or just top sport if they've got the superior prices. I will, as well as I'll look for more best bets. Worth saying, I'm doing the Wide World of Punting podcast every week and I've had a lot of great positive feedback on that. If you haven't checked it out, have a look. It's on every Wednesday night. You can either watch it or listen to it. And I get to have the director of one of the big bookies, Top Sport, on the show each week. And people have actually been really impressed with the kind of insights that we're getting and how open he is about sharing kind of secrets from the other side of the counter. He's not going to be happy with me when I talk to him on Wednesday because we hit yet again my Wide World Bet of the Week, $3.50 last night. That was on India in the cricket, one the week before with the All Blacks. And I do implore you guys, get Top Sport. If you do like your NFL punting as well, a day before the game, they've got $1.95 lines with a limit up to $20,000 for anyone who's a big baller in the NFL, or $2 lines with a limit of $200 as well, which you can't go too wrong when you're not paying any juice and you can pick the sides you like. And if you do want to join and you use the tripod link, which I'll put in the description, and the code tripod, TRYPOD, that does help me keep the lights on, keep the Wi-Fi on for the podcast. So have a great weekend, guys. Stay tuned tomorrow on the app in the group for any added plays. Good luck on Monday. Let's get back on track with these best bets. And I'll see you Wednesday for episode 7, Wide World of Punting. Gamble responsibly. Lego.